In statistics here, we're going to substitute our variables into the equation and solve. And you can see in the second last line here, because the previous line in the solution is asking us to solve for a square root, we end up with a value that can be a positive or negative number. Since in this problem we're solving for time, we can eliminate the negative sign as an option because time cannot be negative in any scenario. So our time value is going to have a positive value, and also remember that time is not a vector quantity, so we don't need to add a direction, and positive or negativity will not indicate a direction for time. So we go from the second last line here, which is delta t equals plus or minus 0.845154, and we round this to two significant digits, and we eliminate the negative sign as an option. So our final value for the delta t in this problem is 0.85 seconds, which is the time that the apple was falling.